item number six, discussion and possible action on amendments to the personnel policies by Monica Wheelis, Human Resource Manager.
Morning. Each year in October, I bring the personnel policies, revisions, and updates to the board for approval. And I included a redline copy of the full policies that we're changing within the diligent materials. But I'll briefly discuss them with you today. The first is a conflicts disclosure policy. Same thing as what the board members have had to do is now coming down in the requirements on employees also. Restriction on employment is the second one, and this is where the employees, this notifies the employees that they are restricted from seeking employment with entities or persons with which they were involved in procurement or contracting during their course of employment with the BRA, and the restriction is for 2 years following after they leave the BRA. And the third is we're adding a definition for a safety-sensitive position. Just to clarify it, we're adding this to any position, job descriptions that are considered to be safety-sensitive. So we're clarifying it in the policies. The policies we're revising, the equal employment opportunity policy, we're adding genetic information to the list of protections from harassment or discrimination. And the weapons policy, we updated to reflect the change to allow open carry. And the last one we were revising is reporting a PTO. And we added language to allow employees who routinely work more than 8 hours per day to choose whether or not to supplement their holiday pay with their PTO. So they have a choice of whether to add 2 hours PTO or not. Yes, sir?
Monica, what? Could you explain what the genetic information issue is? What is that about?
It's to protect employees if they have had genetic testing that indicates perhaps that they have cancer or something in their family history that they can't be discriminated against. Mm-hmm. And we're also cleaning up section 2 and 3, I reorganized them a little bit, the policies. We've been adding the policies at the end, and I just took this opportunity to rearrange them, and so they're renumbered, section 2 and section 7. If there are no other questions, I'll read the resolution.
Please.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Could you clarify what we just passed over quickly there about open carry?
Yes, sir. We currently have a concealed carry policy where employees may conceal carry, and we've just taken the word concealed out, and now employees, if they choose, could open carry.
Do they have to have a permit?
Yes, it's they're required to comply with all laws. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Monica.
Yes, ma'am.
On the area that says safety-sensitive positions, mm-hmm. Could you tell me what positions wouldn't be safety-sensitive?
Administrative positions wouldn't necessarily be safety-sensitive if you have, accounts payable clerk or something like that.
That's all. Everybody else would be. In my mind, safety-sensitive position would be everybody.
Well, it'd be everyone, but the law requires, and now I'm getting into the legal realm of it, but that you can't consider everybody in a safety-sensitive, although we do, encourage and educate on how to be safe, even in administrative positions and ergonomics and such. But true safety-sensitive positions are the positions where the employee has to be aware of their safety and the safety of those around them, maintenance positions, the plant operators, people who work in labs, that type.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any more questions? Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves the revisions to the Human Resources Policy Manual to be effective November 1, 2015, as presented at its October 26, 2015 meeting.
Heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Talis, second. Kilgore, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Brashears.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tush? She's not here. Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.